I am delighted to be joined by Angela Schaefer from the Northside Partnership. She is coordinator of the Young Community Leaders. Hello there, Angela.
Hi.
And I'm also joined by Michael Malone, and he is going to explain about the Stop Smoking campaign. So we'll come to you first, Angela, if you'd like to tell us about this Young Community Leaders program that you've developed.
Right, thanks for having me on, Adrienne. At Northside Partnership, we believe in the potential of young people for effecting social change. We're an advantage thinking organisation, which means we believe in the capabilities of all people, mm-hmm. and should they be given the opportunity. So Young Community Leaders is very much a grassroots programme. It's been in existence since 2011. And we support young people aged 16 to 25 living in our communities, our catchment communities, including Coolock, Darndale, Priorswood, Kilbarrick, Donnymead and more. The project goal is simple, really. It's to create the best in our young people and believe in our young people by supporting them to be a part of the positive life of the community. We know that good community doesn't exist without people and passion, and the programme is multifaceted, and it's based on education, training and support for young people, helping them to build their active citizenship and build the next generation of community leaders, and creating in young people the understanding that they have a stake in their community and that they can help to co-create that community through their own resourcefulness. The programme itself is accredited by National University of Ireland Galway. It's level 6 on the National Qualifications Framework. It was originally developed by Feroiga, the chair of UNESCO, who's based at NUI Galway. The programme, we first developed it in 2011-12 with support from Atlantic Philanthropies, and today we have supported 140 young people on their leadership journey. We have a dedicated programmes facilitator, and we are also supported in our delivery by a dedicated group of co-facilitators who are also past YCL graduates. So we regularly interact with past participants of the programme who bring their own expertise and training to newer participants.
And are these young community leaders then? Will they go out into the community and set up community youth groups, or what do they then can go on to do?
Well, what we support them to do through the kind of Leadership for Life Feroiga framework is we teach them about leadership and the background to leadership, and we help them to ascertain and identify their leadership goal. Young people, we want them to come with a motivation, with an enthusiasm, with a desire to make a difference in their community. They may be very interested in sports and want to use their energies and skills to help with sporting activities in the community. They may be interested in other societal issues like homelessness, mental health. They may have a desire to raise awareness around those or contribute in some small way to working and dealing with those crises or raising awareness in their own community. They may want to do a bit of fundraising for a charity that they have sympathy with or are involved with. They may be looking to spearhead their own project, their own NGO or small group, and this is kind of a starting point for them, helping them to kind of set them on their way and also build their confidence, because confidence is often a stopping block for a lot of our young people. So we want to empower them to realise that they can and go out and make a difference.
So what would the modules be in this Young Community Leaders programme?
So we have one theoretical, there's three modules in total, and one is kind of the background to leadership, identify your leadership goal, as I said. And then there's two more modules, which are much more applied and interactive, involving, so young people would undertake a team research project and a community action project, which represents module 3. The team research project is about developing research skills, team building skills, cooperation, conflict resolution, presentation skills, which a lot of our young people struggle with. Mm-hmm. And the young people themselves are very cognizant of kind of the issues that are issues out there that are affecting them and their peers, and they're not afraid to explore or to tackle those issues. So we get our young people to do some great research and inquiry into areas such as mental health, the effects of poverty and background in mental health, for example, perceptions of sexual harassment and its overlooked consequences. That's just a couple of examples of small research projects that our young people are undertaking. But they're not afraid to ask the difficult questions and to tackle difficult themes, and it's great that they're tapping into that and, yes, and showing awareness of it.
And then you say they go off, they get this level six, it is.
Yes.
It's a level six qualification. Yeah. And then they actually can come back and it's like train the next lot.
Absolutely, yeah. So we run Train the Trainer sessions, mm-hmm, which are delivered by Feroiga. And young people who are showing willing can have the opportunity to come back and train with us and be part of our facilitation team. And we have found that the young graduates, you know, are absolutely pivotal, really, in ensuring the continued success of the programme. The experience that they bring, and also the kind of the challenges that they would have faced along the way, they can identify those in, you know, the current cohort, and they're there to provide guidance and to provide that one-to-one support and empathy and really help them move along in their leadership journey.
And then when the young person then sees that this is what you can get from this course that these people are able to bring back. Yeah, it's inspiring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then now you also run development sessions, like STEPS, it's called.
Yes.
STEPS to Excellence and Personal Success. So do you want to tell us a bit about that?
So that's the STEPS program, which is run by the specific institute. This is kind of a wraparound aspect to the programme. It's not accredited, but it's something that we sort of introduce as a soft introduction to the programme, but before we get on to the hard leadership stuff, by way of getting people to build self-confidence, first of all, start to build self-belief, start to recognise that barriers that maybe they think they have can often be a perception that they have of themselves rather than an actual barrier. So it's about kind of taking those first steps towards self-belief and kind of managing out negative thinking. So we're getting them to a good place so they can really start their leadership journey.
So you're working on their mental health as well as everything
Absolutely.
Else. And then it's kind of, is this after they've done their initial, you know, their education, maybe to leave insert or to junior cert, and then they transition out of the mainstream education? Is that what it's like, a transition,
well,
or help it, ease them out? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we don't prescribe it as such in that way. Practically speaking, the young people who come on the programme are usually in their final years of school education. They may have finished their transition year and be moving into fifth year and are really looking forward, you know, looking to the future and looking at kind of defining their aspirations and goals, and want to use young community leaders to do that. They may have finished school, they may have finished their Leaving Cert, and you know, are looking to transition into education, but, you know, want to an opportunity again to define their goals and develop life skills, which are so necessary for the world of work
and
further education and university.
So how do people then get in touch with you or get more information about these particular courses?
So we're in our kind of phase of recruitment now for our September intake. We have 20 places for people who are willing and eager. We're always...
So 20 is the max on the course, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Right. 20 or thereabouts. So we're always keen to hear from people who wish to make a difference. So if you are interested in being part of the next generation of local leaders, please do come and talk to us. We're holding an information evening next Tuesday, the 2nd of July, at Northside Partnership Kish House, Kilbarrick. And that's from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And that evening will be facilitated by myself, some Young Community Leaders graduates, and other staff of Northside Partnership. It's an open evening, so please do come along. And that will be followed by an interview process the following week. So, all are well. If you're over the age of 16 and looking to make a difference, do come and talk to us. And you're living in our catchment area.
Right. And so they can get in touch with you via email as well.
Via email, yeah.
Yeah. What's the email then?
So it's Angela.
Okay.
Dot Schaefer. That's Schaefer. Mm-hmm. At Inas Partnership. .ie.
At Inas Partnership. So can you spell that out?
Inas Partnership. So PARTNERSHIP. .ie.
NS. Right. Northside. Yes. Very good. That's great. They can get in touch with you then.
Absolutely.
So now I'm going to move on to Michael. And it's Michael Malone.
Yes.
And so what's your title there with the Northside Partnership?
It's a smoking cessation officer. The idea is it's for a stop smoking support service for anyone that's interested in quitting smoking. Mm-hmm. So we run one-to-one appointments. We also run groups throughout the year. And we kind of support people in making the step towards quitting. And just more of giving them information around the opportunities and different ways of quitting smoking.
Mm-hmm. And have you had much success over the years, yeah?
Yeah, kind of thing. It's more the individual and the person's willingness and willpower to quit, if you know what I mean. We can only give the tools. It's up to the individual to use them tools to quit, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Or just make a change in their lifestyle, yeah, kind of thing. Because some people just are in the limbo of, they just don't know where to go about quitting. And by the service, it's there to just even give someone people like a stepping block, if you know what I mean. And as we say, it's better to be, even if you're making a shuffle or a step, like a tiptoe forward, once you're coming forward, you've nothing to lose, if you know what I mean, than going stepping back, if you know what I mean.
And this is it. So how long are those stop smoking
sessions? The groups last 6 weeks, and then after that we kind of keep in contact with people after they're quitting and through the journey for 3 months, 6 months, and then a year. So you're not kind of left in the loop after the 6 weeks of the course. We kind of keep in contact with you and track you for the year, just so to see how you're getting on, so you don't feel like you're just, oh yeah, after the course I'm forgotten of, that there's no one out there to support, if you know what I mean. So we track people for the year.
Oh, right. And in what way? How do, like, do you count them with calls?
We either make a phone call to them, so every 3 months, see how they're getting on, see do you want to come back in and make, do a one-to-one session where I'd be just sitting down with the individual, talking through a quit plan and seeing if they slipped up or failed, if you know what I mean, in the quit attempt, of making, saying, right, why did you fail? Is there anything you can do in future? Like, we all fail at some form or another. It's what you learn through that process of failing. So it's more to fail and learn something than fail and just go, oh, what's the point? I'll leave it there, if you know what I mean. Because it's, what did you learn? It's in the life kind of thing.
This is it, yeah. And then move on again. One step forward.
Instead of stepping back kind of thing, and just making like some form of change, you know what I mean? Depending on, it doesn't have to be a gigantic change, like it's just changing one thing and see how it gets.
And do these people, is this mornings or evenings, or it's, you know, when do they come
in? We tried to suit individuals. So the last group course we had was in the night time, even though I mean, so it suited individuals, but we have a course starting next Wednesday, the 3rd of the 3rd of July, in Bunratty, in the Coolock Development Centre and the Northside Partnership's offices, from 10 till 11:30. But then after that, the sessions are 10 to 11. It's just more of the starting point is more the paperwork kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah. And then they come in just once a week.
For the hour. But all the services are free, if you know what I mean. There is no cost on the smoking cessation service, if you know what I mean.
Right.
For any individual that just wants to come in and make some starting point, because it's a free course, you know what I mean? So you've nothing to lose, and you're not losing anything, because it's not like you're paying anything. It just come along, see how it's, and see if it's for you, if you know what I mean. You don't even have to be quit before you start the course. Just kind of turn up on the day and see how it is for you.
And do you do it in conjunction with, like, the use of these patches or these
different
non-smoking?
Yeah, we kind of walk through the programs, and we talk through different, which is nicotine replacement therapy, which is NRT. So we talk through, like, the patches, the gum, the spray. We talk in plain English to individuals, where some people are just like, oh, I'll go into the chemist, I'll buy these patches, the gum and the spray. But they don't actually ask the questions to the pharmacist of, is this for me? Can I use it? How may it affect me? Because each individual, sometimes we just want a quick fix, so we just take whatever's easier. So we talked through of, well, the patch may give you a rash if you're sensitive skin. The gum, it's not the nicest gum in the world, but it's designed to be not nice because it's pure nicotine. The inhaler, which is like a little whistle, it's, if you rub it in your hands, it's easier to use than taking it out cold because of the liquid. So we talked through a plain English conversations within each individual, and then we leave it open to like questions that people may not want to ask the pharmacist, or may just want direct information. And then the idea of the group is it's peer-led, so you may have a tip, one individual may have, I did this before, did you ever try that? And it's kind of supporting people in that way, so it's the group supporting each other, which kind of works well in that sense.
Yeah, very good. So it's just like mine, they're all trying to do the same thing. So
and the same journey,
each other.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes, even just to see another individual that's on the same journey as you, you don't feel as lost, if you know what I mean? That, well, this person's having the same issues or struggling the same way I am. So just even, like, to see the idea of a friendly face or someone that's like, oh, yeah, that person's having the same issue as me. I thought I was the only one. Which is kind of good as well. So that's why we do it in group setting as well.
Yeah.
Plus one-to-one appointments, where one-to-one appointments makes you one individual where they're more comfortable that way, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But with the group settings as well, people just feel that they're not lost in their journey and that there's someone listening.
And I suppose then when you're there, our competitive streak comes out.
Yeah.
And when you're there and somebody else says, oh, I've been off them all week, you know, and you're going, oh, I had one the other night. You know, you kind of try to outdo each other, I suppose. Yeah.
But each week, each individual is kind of checked with a carbon monoxide machine. So it checks the level of carbon monoxide in your lungs.
Yeah.
So it's more the idea of that you can see the change each week, of even if you're cutting down with two or three cigarettes, that it is making a difference. It's the only visual element we can kind of show.
So you do a full medical and check them
The breathing is more of the carbon monoxide. So the gas that comes out of a cigarette, if you've ever seen someone light a cigarette, that's what's trapped in your lungs. So regardless if you're a smoker or not smoker, everyone has carbon monoxide in their lungs, but it's different level. So it either comes up in 0 or 5 as someone non-smoker, 6 to 10 as someone who's a light smoker, and then 11 over is a heavy smoker, if you know what I mean. So it comes up in different colours as well. So even for each week, you can see the change, even if you have to cut down by one or two, that it is visual, if you know what I mean. It's not just us as a saver saying, well, you cutting down is making a difference. You can actually visually see it. So you can't even lie and say, oh no, I didn't have any cigarettes the weekend. The machine doesn't lie. It tells you and tells yourself that you have a high reading, if you know what I mean, or a low reading, or you're making a difference.
Yeah, very good. So how do people get involved in this one that's coming up? It's the 3rd of July. Do they contact you, Michael?
Yeah, you can contact me on 085-847-8960 or 085-847-8961. It's two more than numbers. Or you can contact Northside Partnership at our offices, if you know what I mean. Do one in Coolock or the one in Kish House. There'll be someone there, reception-wise, that will take down your details, if you know what I mean. Or even a text that some people might not feel as comfortable ringing. A text does the thing, with a name and a mobile number, and we can contact you. Or even if you haven't got credit, you can send us a free text and we'll ring you back, yeah. You know what I mean, if you're interested. But all I can say, you've nothing to lose by trying it, and you've nothing to lose, basically.
Exactly, yes. If you're trying at all to give them up, it's a good place to start, and try. Very good. Well, thank you, Michael, for coming in. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Angela, for coming in as well to tell us about the YCL, the Young Community Leaders Programme. I'd love to have got involved in that myself. I'm a bit too old for it now. But it sounds like a fantastic programme, because it's great to get the young people involved in the community and to have young leaders there. So
thank you. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Not at all. Thank you so much.